Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, reporting live from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio on a Tuesday in Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is Carson's Court. Let me start off by saying this. Different leagues make money different ways. For example, the NFL makes money not by people going to the games. They make more money by people watching commercials and people watching the games. Where, the NBA and the NHL and the MLB, they make more money by people going to the games. That's why I said the NBA is one of, if not the most succeeding leagues in the United States. It's because they're making money by people watching the games, watching the commercials, and people that go to the games. NHL, party more people watching the games. And, they have the fair amount. I've been to an NHL game. The environment there is... I've been to a lot of games, especially in the MLB. The environment at the NHL games are better than any other game I've ever been to in my life. That's NFL, NBA, went to two NFL games and one NBA game. NHL beats it out. The environment there is better. That's what people want. Why do you think these groups plan these watch parties? Or why do you think these groups go out? Why do you think stores have a lot of, people come over, houses, Super Bowl parties, Buffalo Wild Wings opening the doors for every NFL Sunday? It is packed. Why? People like the environment at those games. People like to watch those games. Especially with a group. That is why NHL makes more money by people going. I've been saying for a while now, the NBA is one of the most successful leagues in America. Because people go to the games and people watch it on TV. If you live in the East and you're a fan in the West, you stay up till 10:30 to watch the games. And that's what I'm saying. The NFL also makes a lot of money by fining players. I don't know if you guys know this. Ben Roethlisberger got fined for wearing an Apple Watch to the game. A Steeler game. NFL makes a lot of money by people getting fined and commercials. They make some, not as much, but they make some by people going to the games. But the NHL is a lot higher. The NBA and the NHL make money both ways. More the NBA. MLB makes money by people going to the games than people watching them. And they make a lot of money by people in the playoffs watching the games. The NHL also makes a lot of money because they are international. Basketball is not international. Football is definitely not international. At least America football. And baseball, it's one of the older sports. Maybe a few other countries play it, but they're not international like hockey. You know, Canada plays hockey. They have hockey in the Olympics. Countries play hockey. They do. They really, really do. All right, well, let's switch to this. You know, we haven't heard anything from Colin Kaepernick, but, you know, again, when we get that information, we're definitely going to pause and deliver it. But that is it as far as that goes. And, you know, Maurkice Pouncey had a meeting today with the NFL to try to lower the games down. I don't even know if the verdict came out for that or not. I don't think it did. No, it didn't. Verdict, as far as I know, did not come out yet. So, we'll wait for that. If we get it while we're doing the podcast, we'll definitely deliver those two things to you. I doubt you'll hear from Kaepernick till maybe the end of the week. I doubt you'll hear from him till the end of the week, Kaepernick. Pouncey should be tonight, if not tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking as far as the timeline goes for those two events. All right, well, let's switch to this. I've said this before on the show. You ever wonder why Hawaii and Alaska never get a team? Well, one team is possibly going to London. What team is in the front running, and why Hawaii and Alaska don't have teams? As well as MLB tonight, we are doing the most dangerous teams, somewhat dangerous teams, okay teams, and not going anywhere next year teams, and much more on the Carson Squad Show. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for all that and more on the Carson Squad Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Squad Show. You know, let me say this real quick. Alaska and Hawaii don't have teams, not because of the plane ride, not because, you know, any other reason. Especially for Alaska, I came up with three reasons. And as you can tell, the big reason is the time difference. 6 hours. You'll be watching the games, if 1 o'clock games, at like 7 o'clock. Sunday night games at 8. At 2 a.m. Big time difference there. That's number one. Number two, Alaska. It 1 o'clock games would be at dark, because football doesn't play in the summer. Number three, this goes more for Hawaii. They have volcanoes. I mean, that's the big reason. We just talked about money. And let me switch into this real quick. The NFL might send a team overseas to London. You ready for this? The Los Angeles Chargers could possibly be going to London. Now, I just got done saying the time difference. I don't believe this is happening, folks. That's a very long plane ride. That's a very big time difference. That's just as worse as Alaska and Hawaii. 5 hours. Not to mention, they have sports, but they don't have... I mean, the NFL would be much safer spending a team to Canada. Canada doesn't have a football team. So the NFL would be safer spending... London would be a very good place. I would love to watch games from London. I would love to see this happen for several reasons. I just unfortunately don't think it will. And it's just very interesting to me. It's very interesting to me that Canada doesn't have a football team. And by football, I mean American football. Big, big news. Very big news out of the NFL. Coming up on the Carson Schwartz Show, NHL most dangerous teams, and you know the rest. Stay tuned for that and the NBA on the Carson Schwartz Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Schwartz Show. This is it. First of all, let me just say this real quick. The NFL, you know, I make my game predictions every Wednesday. So tomorrow, I'll be picking the NFL games. You don't want to miss that. So that's coming up tomorrow. Some pretty good games coming up. Cleveland on a roll. Let's start off with that. Do I think Cleveland will make the NFL postseason? If they win the NFC, I would say definitely not. It's the fact that they're in the AFC that just puts a little question mark above them. I don't think it's going to happen, but I can't rule it out. They've 2-game winning streak. Baker Mayfield catching on fire. OBJ's making some incredible catches. Can't rule it out, but I really don't think it's going to happen. I mean, you still got Indianapolis. You still got Houston. One of those two teams are going to get the wild card. Buffalo's on fire. Pittsburgh's in the mix. Now, the NFC's tough. In fact, I'm starting to think Dallas isn't going to make it. So I decided to put a couple teams together. Some of these teams are in the hunt. Some of them aren't. Of teams that need a wake-up call. There's a certain number of lists here that's coming up next on the Carson Schwartz Show. But first, I wanted to get into the MLB. Most dangerous teams, somewhat dangerous, and, you know, not okay teams and teams that are not going anywhere. And this is next season. I'm not basing it on this season. So let's see here. Teams that aren't going anywhere. Let's see here if I can. There we go. The Yankees are in the dangerous, very dangerous category. As well as, I was impressed with Tampa Bay this year. Minnesota. Cleveland. Houston. Oakland. Atlanta. Washington, St. Louis, the Dodgers, and that's it. That's the most dangerous category. Somewhat dangerous. We got Boston. We have Cleveland. We have Oakland. We have the New York Mets. We have the Chicago Cubs. And we have Arizona and San Francisco. That's somewhat dangerous. Teams that are okay. We have Toronto. We have, let's see here. Toronto, we have Philadelphia and Cincinnati. As well as, no, that's it. Just those couple. Teams that are not going anywhere. Let's see here. We got Baltimore. We got Kansas City. We got Detroit. We have Texas. We have the Angels. We have the Seattle Mariners. We have Miami. We got Pittsburgh. We have Colorado, and last but not least, San Diego. So there's their MLB list. Coming up next on Carson's Court, NBA. Wake-up teams for the NFL. And that is it. Lasso as well as the last podcast. All those are next on the Carson's Court Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for that on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Carson's Court Show. We are loaded. So here we go. Wake up teams. Pittsburgh, wake up. Cleveland, wake up. Jets, Redskins, Buccaneers, Broncos, Bills, Dolphins, Jaguars, Colts, Dallas, Detroit, wake up, Atlanta, Carolina, Houston, Cardinals, Eagles, Raiders, Bengals, Bears, Chargers, and Tennessee and the Giants. Tennessee, wake up. Dallas and Philly caught my eye. Dallas for sure and Philly. That division's so tight. Whoever wakes up first, I believe, will win it. I think Philadelphia will, just because of how easier their schedule is. But, wake up those teams. Wake up. All right, well, the Phoenix Suns somehow are catching. Clippers lose. Lakers, this is the best season they've had in a heck of a long time. So, well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court podcast today. You have a great day. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on a Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, my NFL predictions and who I think will get the wild card, as well as much more coming up on the Carson's Court show tomorrow. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.